This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. My name is DeAndre Koch, and for those new to the show, this is our weekly, essentially travel news, points and miles news that are up to date within the last week or so. I've actually got a fairly good amount of news and updates to go through, so we're going to jump right into it. And I'm going to start with one that is so probably time sensitive. If Casey, you don't finish this episode today, I want you to at least check and see if you can take advantage of this if it has not expired already. I'm recording it on the same day that we posted this in our Facebook group. And again, keyword here, Facebook group. If you're not a member in there, private free Facebook group, I highly recommend that you do. I try to very rarely use the at everyone tag because I know how annoying that is when you get at highlights and at followers and at everyone within other groups. But there are certain things that I think are so time sensitive, I want to make sure people can take advantage of. And this was one of them. And it is the fact that on Rakuten, which is one of the shopping portals we talk about a ton, there are some huge savings available right now where you can get typically up to 10x points on your purchases. Again, if you have an American Express membership rewards card, you've linked with Rakuten, instead of it being cash back, it ends up being points. So when you see that Dell Technologies is usually 5x, but now it's 10x points, that means that on a $100 purchase, you would get 10x or essentially 1,000 points, or Amex points in this case, that would eventually get back into your Amex membership rewards account. Well, why am I mentioning that you want to take advantage of this so quickly? Well, there are two things right now that can be really, really great points plays, and one of them is so easy to do. I had mentioned this months ago back during, I believe this might have been around Black Friday timeframe. This was another thing that I posted and it was gone the next day. Again, I don't know if this is going to be there by the time this Quick Hits goes live on Friday, but this was with opening up a SoFi checking account. All you have to do is have a single direct deposit of $500 or more within the first, I believe it's 45 days of opening the account, and boom, you get 25,000 Amex points. When I did it back in the holiday season during Black Friday, it was 35,000 points. Usually it's 12,500. So right now or today, it's actually double. Don't know if it's going to go up. Don't know if it's going to go back down, but I don't expect this to last long. This is the easiest 25,000 points you could possibly get. If your paycheck is $5,000, you literally just have to say, hey, have the 4,500 go to my regular bank account, have 500 go here. And then once it lands in this account, which actually my SoFi check deposits actually come in faster than my credit union and personal bank accounts, like almost the night before or the day before. It's actually kind of crazy how fast it's working. This is not a plug for SoFi. This is just my personal experience. But again, easiest 25,000 points. I know a couple other members took advantage when this happened back last year. One of our members in our Facebook group, Jim, always asking really great questions. I know he had mentioned that he had heard that if you close your account, you could actually redo this again in the future, and asked if I had any insights on that. I have not done that because I actually use my SoFi account on the regular now. So I had no plans to actually close it to try to take advantage of doing this again. So I don't know if you have to wait a year or a couple years or instantly or anything like that. Could be worthwhile doing some more digging. But if you've missed out on this opportunity, and if it's gone when this goes live, we'll post it again next time that I see it available. We'll talk about it again, but take advantage. I'm sure it will probably come back around again in the future, or at least around the holiday timeframe. Again, a super easy way to get 25 to 35,000 points. If you want to take advantage of it now, you can. It's going to give you 12,500 points when it's in its default level, but of course you want to go when it's elevated. And if you have not gotten on the Rakuten bandwagon yet, or you have questions on how Rakuten actually works and what a shopping portal is, check out our episode on shopping portals, which we will link to in the show notes. And also we'll provide our link for Rakuten as well, $3 bonus, which actually will translate into about 3,000 Amex points for both of us. But take advantage of it regardless, or if you have a friend in the Points and Miles world, use their link as well. But absolutely jump on Rakuten if you have not. It is an absolute game changer, especially when it comes to helping you accrue your Amex points. The other one on Rakuten, this one is a little bit more, I'll call it controversial, not in a bad way, but more so. Of course, I always like to push financial responsibility, and this is essentially a recommendation towards buying points and not in the way you might think. So LifeLock by Norton today is giving 95 times points on its purchase. Usually it's like, I think 10x. I've seen it as high as 100x. When I did it before, a little over a year and a half ago, I got it at 90x. But basically, if you get an annual subscription to their identity theft program and monitoring service, which can be anywhere from $200 to $300, I believe, you will effectively get almost that entire value back in points. So just for simple math, let's say it was 100x. If you were to have a $300 purchase, you would get basically 30,000 points, which, you know, ideally we should be able to redeem for more like $600 of value. So maybe identity theft protection is important to you. Of course, if you're in this world of opening up credit cards and different things like that, you're going to want to make sure that your identity is monitored. I know when I had the service, I did have it for the full year. I did not cancel it. If you cancel within 90 days, you will lose your points or get your points revoked. But you can turn off auto renew, which I did. And so it expired after a year. But in that year, anytime I opened up a new card or I was getting a business loan or applying for a mortgage on an investment property or whatever it may be, I would get alerts and phone calls all the time saying, hey, someone's tapped into your credit. So it's super helpful. And again, a little more controversial because you could say, I don't really need this, but you might value spending $200 to get close to 20,000 points. So I'll let you make that decision. But an opportunity on there that also comes and goes and will bounce around. It could drop down to 80, could go to 90, could go up to 100. You just have to check. Some exciting news when it comes to Delta. Air France and KLM have cut Delta's award rates. And so they've reduced award rates by approximately about 20% for Delta operated flights in 2026. So for instance, a nonstop Delta flight from Minneapolis to Mexico City now requires only 9,500 flying blue miles each way, compared to closer to 15,000 flying blue miles for the same exact route this year. And that's also noticeably less than the 31,000 sky miles that Delta would charge for a basic economy seat on that same exact flight. And this isn't actually just a few routes. We're seeing similar savings all over on Delta flights all over the U.S., Hawaii, Mexico, all over the place. And this was all first reported by Thrifty Traveler. And so this development actually creates a nice opportunity for travelers if you think you're going to want to use or fly Delta in 2026, that you could probably maximize your miles instead of booking directly with Delta SkyMiles by booking through Flying Blue, which is one of obviously Delta's partner airlines. And one of the big news to hit the travel world as well is that United unveiled a flashy new business class suite and spacious studios, because they're really trying to redefine luxury air travel with their new Polaris studio suites. Now, I've yet to fly Polaris in general. I've heard really great things about it. But coming 2026 on their 787 Dreamliners, they're going to have suites that have like 25% more space than current Polaris seats. They got privacy doors, 27-inch 4K OLED screens, Bluetooth connectivity, wireless charging, lie-flat beds. They're going to be offering amenities like Ocetra caviar service, Saks Fifth Avenue bedding, luxury skincare kits. So they are going all out and definitely trying to compete with the growing demand for premium travel experiences. Seems like the first routes to have these upgrades are going to be from San Francisco to Singapore and London. And then about 2027, there should be about 30 different aircraft that will be flying these different routes as well, which is pretty exciting. A few things that the points guy actually put out there from an update standpoint is that Hilton Honors seemed to have actually done another devaluation of its points, especially in the super high-end or top-tier luxury properties. and they've raised the maximum standard award night to 200,000 points. So that's about a 33% increase, because its previous cap was actually about 150,000 points, and they did that without any other notice. Right, so if you've been eyeing the Waldorf Astoria Maldives or the Waldorf Astoria Los Cabos, both of those, the standard award nights have gone up a good chunk. Now, yes, Amex does transfer 1 to 2, but it still doesn't feel good when your points get you a lot less value, which is why we also say don't hoard your points too much, because they're going to go down in value over time. And it seems like they've also started to expand their dynamic pricing with standard room awards, which may mean an unfortunate shift in that direction. So their standard room rate and standard pricing is seeming to go away a little bit. But at least for right now, the benefits like the fifth free night for elite members and being able to even use free night certificates with standard rates, that's still intact, which is great. And TPG has also put out there that American Airlines has launched a limited time award sale. So they're offering over 1 million seats for travel between August 1st and September 30th of this year. And they're doing it with a main cabin award flights at just 5,000 AAdvantage miles one way for domestic routes and destinations in Mexico, the Caribbean, you know, Central America. And they even have like transatlantic flights included, with fares to London, which start around 15,000 miles, and other European cities from 20,000 miles one way. And the catch is the bookings must be made by the end of this month in May, and actually more specifically May 28th, not even the end of the month, but May 28th specifically. Now, you know, American Airlines AAdvantage miles are really hard to come by because they have currently no transfer partners. So this might be a really good opportunity if you do have some AAdvantage miles and you're not an AAdvantage loyalist or travel a lot and rack up a lot of points like Taryn and I do, to actually take advantage of these discounted rates, especially if they have a higher cash cost as well. And keep in mind that with AAdvantage award bookings, you get free cancellation and a redeposit of the miles. So even if you want to speculatively book a deal you find and you don't actually want to fly it, you could always cancel and get your miles back as well. Just make sure you're paying attention to the time frame in which to do that leading up to the flight at least. Probably the biggest news in the points and miles world to come out of the last week is we finally have an end date on that illustrious loophole of going from American Express reward points or membership rewards to Hawaiian Airlines and thus to Alaska Airlines. That date is going to be June 30th. So this has been probably one of the most talked about loopholes that has come about in recent memory. And it's been fantastic because Alaska miles are so highly valued due to their favorable award rates, you know, low taxes and fees. They have partnerships with over 24 airlines, including Starlux, Condor, LATAM, and they've got incredible business class flights to Europe for 45,000 miles, lie flat seats to Asia for 75,000 miles. You can find some incredible redemptions with them. If you recall, I had Betsy of Her Alaska Travels on the show back in January, and she talked about how amazing Alaska's program is overall. But these redemption rates are insane. I've seen flights that on American are almost 10,000 miles be only 6,000 or 6,500 Alaska miles, which again makes them super valuable. This deadline is June 30th. You might be having the same predicament that I've been having the last essentially 5 months, is I don't know how much miles I actually want to transfer, because of course we talk about never speculatively transferring miles, but this is going to be one of those things that if I feel like if I don't do it, I'm going to kick myself that I didn't do it. So I've been going back and forth on how much to actually transfer of the bank of Amex points that we have. I just burned through a ton booking our honeymoon for later this year. And so I don't have a lot, but we do have some. And so I'm still trying to figure out that sweet spot. So probably when we do our mid-year update, I'll have some sort of update to let you guys know what I actually did. But I've been going through researching, trying to figure out how much I'm likely to use and a bunch of different things. But I love your opinion. Let me know. How much do you guys think I should have a transfer over? What percentage of my overall pool? Would love some feedback from the listeners if you have any thoughts there. So something interesting is that Chase has actually expanded its Instacart benefits across a wide range of cards. So they're giving complimentary Instacart Plus memberships and monthly statement credits to cardholders. So take a look at this, because you might not have gotten any sort of email or correspondence about this. but you'll actually get complimentary Instacart Plus membership. That's a 3-month free membership. And that, you know, provides perks like free deliveries on orders over $35, reduced service fees, credit to pickup orders. And this was all reported by Frequent Miler, I want to point out as well. They're the first people I've seen to actually report this. There's a laundry list of cards now that Chase offers that's adding the $10 monthly Instacart credit. So everything from their different airlines cards, like their Aer Lingus, British Airways, Iberia cards, Aeroplan, IHG cards, Marriott, Southwest, United, Hyatt, all of these cards are now going to be offering a $10 monthly credit for Instacart. And so one thing that's interesting is that your free trial actually stacks. So if you have, I don't know, 6 different Chase cards that I just mentioned, you can actually keep pushing back your Instacart Plus start date by 3 months times, in this case, 6 different cards, and push your start date out to next year if you want to before you actually have to pay for Instacart Plus for the first time. But what's really cool is that there's a $20 monthly credit for holders of the Chase Inc. Business Cash and Inc. Business Unlimited cards. Now, it's not on the Business Preferred. It's not on the Sapphire cards, or at least the Sapphire Preferred. So not sure when that's going to be coming, if it will. But there's a laundry list of cards. So you might actually now have a monthly benefit, which is wild, because that $20 monthly credit on the business cards, those are zero fee cards to be providing a $20 credit, which could be perfect for when you go on business travel. If you bring that card with you and you want to order something to the room, which is nice. I don't believe you can actually stack the credit across all the cards. So if you have 6 cards, I don't think you can have a $60 a month credit. I could be wrong on that, but you can stack the membership start date. And also, if you do have Instacart Plus, I think you also have a reduced free delivery window where instead of it needing to be above the $35 threshold, it's a $10 threshold, which is nice. There are some active transfer bonuses that are ending at the end of May that I do want to make sure I point out. These all end May 31st. So Citi, thank you. 30% transfer bonus to Qatar Avios, which also then you could transfer to British Airways Avios and Iberia and anything else in the Avios program. Chase has a 25% transfer bonus to Air France KLM Flying Blue. Capital One has a 20% transfer bonus to Qantas, which... Qantas is still a way that you can very, I guess, cheaply, or that's not the right word, but you can still get a Emirates first class flight all on points as of right now through Qantas. And with the transfer bonus, that could be a huge opportunity to take a 5th Freedom flight from JFK to Milan in Emirates first using your Capital One miles. I mentioned last week that they just closed that window of opportunity unless you're an Emirates elite holder. But as of right now, you can actually book Emirates first through Qantas Frequent Flyer. There are a couple other transfer bonuses that are expiring in June, noticeably Chase to Virgin, 25%, that ends mid-June. And honorable mention out there is 25% from Citi to Wyndham as well, and that ends June 21st. The last couple things here, guys, then we're going to wrap this one up. In the ongoing Zill Money payroll on credit card saga, I have promised to keep you guys as updated as I possibly can be myself. I've been posting updates into the Facebook group as well as updating our blog with dates of when I'm getting different updates. And honestly, my updates are by me going online and seeing if it's working and if it's not, asking why. And it seems that as of this week, they have not received an exact date on when the future update will be completed. If you recall, the whole system, their entire credit card, not just a credit card on payroll, but their entire processing capabilities, which I imagine is a massive hit to their business model, is completely shut down as they go through underwriting and a whole new redesign or redevelopment, however you want to call it. But anyway, that's down. They don't have an exact date on when it will be completed. However, they're expecting an additional 1 month delay before it will be available. Last I was told, which should be by the end of May. Now it's middle of May and they're saying another 1 month delay. So we're looking into June. Not excited about that. I'm missing out on valuable credit card points by running payroll. And I hope that I'll be able to catch up on the last few months that we haven't been able to run. So we'll see. And again, I'll keep you posted on all of that. Now, they have refunded my monthly charge. If you recall, when I did the episode on the payroll on credit card, I pay $50 a month to be able to just use their service in general. They have refunded me that. And they also told me they're not going to charge me until the feature is live again, which is nice. So I appreciate that. The customer service has been responsive. So I do enjoy that aspect. And we will keep you posted with everything else to come with that. And lastly, a small follow-up from last week. I had mentioned that because of summer savings, it is a great time in general to book your travel in the month of May for the summer. There's a lot of discounted travel that we're seeing, and that was across the board. I mentioned that my bachelor party, which will be in Vegas, I was able to save about 70,000 Hyatt points and $300 in cash by rebooking my entire stay because the costs had gone down so much from when I originally booked. Well, I actually was able to save close to $300 on my American Airlines flight as well to Vegas. And that was simply by just checking and seeing that the price had dropped a good amount. So what I simply did was American allows you to put a flight on hold for up to 24 hours without taking your credit card or anything like that. So what I did was I booked a brand new flight and made sure everything was exactly the same. That's one thing you have to double check. Make sure you didn't miss a connection flight or that the leaving time and the arriving time is exactly the same. The flight numbers are exactly the same. And I made sure of all that was exactly it. And I put that flight on hold. And once that flight was on hold, I took my original flight and canceled it because American allows you to cancel and at least at minimum get a flight credit, which I did. So I got a flight credit for the full price of my flight, which was more expensive. And I immediately, and that flight credit came in immediately. I didn't have to wait a day or anything like that. It happened instantly. I immediately could log in, find my flight that was held, and apply the trip credit to pay for it. So I did that. And the remaining roughly $270 or so is a remaining credit that I can use on a future flight. So I didn't get that cash back, but the next time I want to fly American, I still have a flight credit that I can use that doesn't expire for almost a year that I can apply to my next flight. Well, guys, this might be the record for the longest quick hits of the quick hits I've ever done. There was a lot of news to get through. I appreciate you guys sticking with us through all these updates. As always, I appreciate your support and the community that we've built, the love of travel that you guys all have, and the feedback that we've received. If you enjoy this content, if you love what we're putting out on a weekly basis, both between the quick hits and the podcast itself, and now the content on YouTube and everything else, please, if you haven't already, take a moment to like, leave a rating as well, and tell your friends. If you have friends that you know what they want to get more out of their travels, do more, see more of the world with less of the cost, we would love to help them do so. With that, I hope you've all had a fantastic week, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.